welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy. The president hates black people. I'm just going to say it straight off the bat. It's about 20 seconds in. I assume that screaming has everything to do with Gold Star families and the piss poor treatment of dead soldiers.
How is this the president?
How is this the president?
I just watched. Big recommend, by the way. Patton Oswalt's new comedy special just came out this weekend.
Annihilation.
Annihilation. Yeah, really good. But yeah, he described a feeling that I think a lot of us have, which is this a dream? Is this actually what's happening? This seems fake to me.
Where's Ashton? Come on out. Are we being punked?
This is a really good one, Ashton. I gotta be honest. Your best yet, probably.
He's really sticking to it. Like, it's not just like 10 minutes. Like, there's a lot of money going into this, too. Yes. Very expensive prank. So there is plenty to talk about this week. Andy is very excited to talk about the Virginia governor's race, which you will know that because there is not a link on the docket for it. I am definitely going to talk about the LaDavid Johnson thing, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, just because it is it's a big issue. And I think people are tired of talking about it, but I think this is one of those issues you don't let go until it gets even remotely resolved to some extent. We're going to talk about...
It's all kind of been going on over the last week. Like, we've mentioned the ambush in Niger, but...
That's just the start.
All of this bullshit just happened since the last time we recorded, which was 12 years ago? How long has it been?
I don't know. It's a dream.
Has it really only been a week?
Which is the theme for this entire show, I feel like. Has it really only been a week? We're going to talk about something that Trump is getting credit for that he shouldn't be. We're going to talk about Bill Browder, which is a big deal in foreign policy. If you don't know who Bill Browder is, you're going to want to Google that name before we get there. And of course, we have a This Week in Stupid that's pretty goddamn stupid. But if you are listening to this and you have not signed up for premium content, make sure you go to lookforwardshow.com. Sign up. It's $5 a month or $50 for the entire year. That's 2 months for free, which is a pretty goddamn good deal. Now, when you sign up, you get this entire show, which is normally about 2 hours. Otherwise, if you're listening to the free version, you're only getting the first hour. So you're not going to want to miss it. We get very... we go off the rails a little bit more in the second half of the show. but that's just because we love you. So make sure you sign up. It's pretty great. We did have a number of signups this week. Shout out to... These are names I am discerning from their email addresses without giving away anything. I'm going to assume the first person's name is Nat. Maybe Natasha. I don't know. Maybe it's Black Widow. I have no idea. I'm going to go
Natasha in the group. So maybe it's her.
Maybe it's her. I don't know. There's also, I'm just going to say Core. Sure. Why not? Like that terrible 2000 movie about that dumb team drilled to the center of the earth. Then there's CL. There's Elliot, I assume from Mr. Robot. And then there's G, who I assume is black just because black fellas like to call each other that from time to time.
What year are you from?
this is Jay calling from 1995. So yeah, make sure you sign up just like all those folks did. Just because, why not? All right, so let's get right into it. Obviously, like I led, the death of the four Green Berets in Niger has been the talk. I mean, we talked about them being killed last week, and that sadly was the start of that story.
The more details that have come out about that, it's horrible. Like this was like their
29th or 26th run of this particular this particular security event that they were doing, like this going out and talking to different groups and things like that and trying to sort of connect in with the locals and everything else. But they had done it a number of times.
Yeah, and somebody got the drop on them. They said ISIS connected. Does that mean Boko Haram?
Yeah, I think so. Because Boko Haram is pledged to ISIS because, right. You know, I don't know, they're the biggest name out there. So it's like, hey, we're on your team.
It's a dope flag, I'll give you that. So yeah, they got ambushed. And so three of the Green Berets got killed. Everybody else got pulled out. They didn't have an American, it didn't have American air support. There was some French choppers in the area, and I guess they ended up getting picked up by a contractor. So this whole thing was fucked, right? And the problem with the contractor there is they didn't have, actual roles to see who was all supposed to be there. They were just guys on a job, and somebody got left behind, and that was LeDavid Johnson. And,
right. And they didn't recover his body for, 2 days.
Right. Yeah, but he had a beacon on him that he activated, so he was alive when he got left and got killed sometime in that time. And then it's been pointed out that they're having a closed casket, and the family's not allowed to look at the body, so something horrible happened to him.
Yeah, somebody had speculated that just in that part of the world, there also might be issues with wild animals may have gotten to him. Which is really fucking horrible.
Yeah. So whatever happened, something, it was horrible, whatever it is. And yeah. So just terrible. It was a terrible thing to happen.
Well, and it is a terrible event, but the one thing that makes it better is knowing, as the grieving pregnant wife of a fallen soldier, that you can always count on our president to call you and deliver a, maybe it's a poignant message. Maybe it's something that helps you, or something that just lets you know that they give a shit about you. That's what real normal presidents do. But this is Trump's America, where a person who has the empathy of a pet rock will call you and say, hey, you know what? Your husband knew what this was. You know what he signed up for.
But I guess it's sad anyway. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I don't know. Look, I didn't go into military. I was too rich for that shit. So he basically delivers this message according to the widow, who I have a tendency to believe because I don't have any proof that she's a pathological liar, unlike the other person on the other side of the phone. And according to Congressman Frederica Thomas or Johnson. I'm sorry. Is it Frederica Johnson?
Shit. I don't remember.
All I know is she kind of looks like the lost member of the Gap Band. But Frederica Wilson.
Frederica Wilson. There you go. She's a congresswoman from Florida, where apparently to get elected, you have to wear jaunty outfits.
Yeah, she wears colorful hats. She's from the 24th district. Look, I don't even mind this woman. Look, it's not a clothing outfit choice I would go with. But you know what? Fuck that. Who cares? Because if you look into this woman's background, she's a fucking badass. And she is what people really want for politicians, if you actually look her up.
She was connected to the family because LeDavid Johnson ran a mentorship program. So she was with the family because she knew them when they were getting this call. And I guess it was on speaker. And so the mother and Congresswoman Wilson, they all heard this and are telling the same story. And Trump is saying they're all liars, I guess.
Yeah. So she was sitting in the car with the wife of LeDavid Johnson, and basically kind of said, look, this dude is a piece of shit, and he said this terrible thing. Johnson's wife came out today, I think she was on USA Today or something like that, and she gave a statement about how it made the president's words made it hurt even more, and that like it made her feel terrible because it was probably exactly what Frederica Wilson said, which is not empathetic, because Trump doesn't have empathy.
Yeah. He just doesn't. Like, he didn't even know the guy's name.
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
And so they felt disrespected. And the whole reason we're even talking about this is because the president's a liar, which is, on Monday, he got called out at a press conference. They're like, hey, why haven't, it's been 2 weeks and you haven't said anything about Niger. What's the deal there? And he decides to use this time to lie and say, well, you know, I it's a terrible thing. And I send out letters and I call all the families, and, you know, other presidents don't. Obama didn't call people, and no other presidents did. You know,
I'm the only president to think of calling people. The only one.
Right. Which is me. Which is bullshit. And I guess the whole thing is based on he heard from General Kelly that Barack Obama never called him. But when General Kelly's son died.
Right.
But General Kelly's son was married, so you wouldn't call the parents at that point. You'd call the wife.
I got to tell you, and I brought this up, and I'm glad that you just brought that up as well. I'm going to need the news to actually go and find out whether or not Obama called his wife. Because that is a big fucking deal, and someone needs to say it. In the press conference, you know, in these daily briefings with Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, someone needs to say, yeah, that's cool that you guys keep bringing up General Kelly, but he called the guy's fucking wife. Was he not supposed to? Or was he supposed to make a second call? Because the protocol is that you call the person's next of kin, or in this case, spouse. Like, that's what you're supposed right. to do. So,
yeah, spouse, or if they're not married, you call the parents. But
right.
Yeah, there's a protocol on that. But I guess we could find out. But it's not, you know, there's been a bunch of people popping up. Like, there's this one woman who put an emotional thing about how she yelled and cursed out George W. Bush to his face, and he still held her while she cried.
Yeah. Again, like, again, that's a rough situation, but that's why, like, my hatred for George W. Bush has subsided over the years. Not because I don't think, like, oh, suddenly he's a great president in contrast. No, it's not that. But that guy at least was a human fucking being. And you, right. like, you can look at him and you can look at his policies and say, yeah, you know, those policies were really evil and short-sighted and divisive and everything else. You could say that and you'd be right. Like, you'd be 100% right. But at the end of the day, when somebody is like, my son was killed because of your fucking policies, you piece of shit, that guy just took that shit on the chin and was like, you're right. And he's got to live with that. Trump is like, what are you talking about? Trump won't even answer questions in press conferences. Did he authorize this specific outing in Niger? Like, he won't even say that. So he,
nobody's,
you know,
talking about what's going on in Africa. It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. Apparently, we have 1,000 troops in Niger alone, and just no conversation about this whatsoever, which is really fucking wild to me.
And we don't have backup from Chad anymore because of the stupid fucking travel ban. So that's probably helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just piss them off for no reason. And they were our buddies. They had our back. Yep. They helped us. I think I mentioned this last week. If you look at a map, they got Niger on one side. They got Egypt on the other side. They got Nigeria to the south. There's Sudan on the east. They're in the worst neighborhood.
Yeah.
The
I mean,
worst
that's
neighborhood.
Like, I mean, that's kind of like worse than my neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. And,
and sometimes you can hear gunshots in the back of these shows. So. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and they let us set up camp there, and like, yeah, we got your back. And these guys are awesome. Like, Rachel Maddow was showing some footage of Chadian soldiers. Like, these guys are badass, and you'd have to be, otherwise you'd get steamrolled.
Yeah, no, Chad doesn't fuck around. Apparently, so
you can't. You have terrorist organizations on all sides of you.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've been buds with them, but. Now they don't like us anymore. Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, because we didn't, over some like bureaucratic nonsense of like, we couldn't wait for them to get paper to print a new passport, you fucking dickheads. But getting back,
one explanation. There's an even grosser one.
What the? Well, go ahead.
One possibility is there's they kicked Exxon out of their country.
Ruh-roh.
They had a dispute with, at the time, CEO of Exxon, Rex Tillerson. So if that's if that has anything to do with it, that's fucking gross. But yeah. I guess we'll find out. No one's given us a good explanation for why Chad's on that list.
No, there is literally no decent explanation whatsoever. So I do want to, before we move on from this story, I think there's another important aspect of this. You know, because people are like, oh, you know, the Trump administration, Trump said, oh, he calls all these people or he sends out letters when he can. Which, by the way, I love the goalpost moving of this. Like, I call all of the people. I call some of the people some of the time. And then the other ones I send letters to. I have sent some letters out. It's like, so are you kind of like at the same level as most presidents? Like, they call some people, they send letters to other people, and like, that's just the way it is just because they're really busy. Like, that's okay to say, by the way. Like, you don't have to pretend that you are doing something above and beyond every president before you. You could just be like, yeah, this is what we're doing. We're doing the same thing. What the fuck? Except this guy just doesn't acknowledge major fucking issues. Because, by the way, had he said in the beginning, like, Trump is so stupid. Had he just said in the beginning when someone called him out during that press conference about the four soldiers dying in Niger, all he had to say was, you know, people in my administration have talked about it. It's a very sensitive military thing. We're waiting until we have all the information because of the soldiers' deaths and everything else. So when we have all the full information, we'll talk about it. That's it. And people would have generally, in the press, would have generally taken that as like, okay, this is a serious issue. We're going to move on. But he can't help himself but to lie and then get caught in that lie and then attack a Gold Star family. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, this dude is attacking a woman who has not only just lost her husband, but who is also pregnant and alone. But there's another point to this, which is she's black. So, you know, standard practice.
Whole family's black. That congresswoman they're attacking is black.
Right.
And I'm sure that has nothing to do with it, though.
Right. And look, General Kelly went out there. You know, there was some some edited video where he's like wearing, he's dressed like a clown giving the speech. And I thought it was pretty accurate because he went out there and he took his reputation and he pissed on it. He went out to defend Trump and to attack Frederica Wilson about some speech she gave at the FBI or some shit like that. But the thing is, much like every other Republican thing, they can't ever just deal with the issue at hand. They have to figure out a way to change the topic, to move it to something else to complain about. And this time they did that and they were still wrong. Like, let's talk about Frederica Wilson.
At a speech that he was offended by something that she said. We have the tape. you know, they pulled up the tape and yeah, she didn't say anything like that. What are you talking about? Why are you attacking Congresswoman Wilson anyway? All she did was say what Trump said. And so they're trying to like hurt her credibility because she was insensitive at a speech once, which doesn't even make fucking sense.
Which wasn't even true. It just wasn't true.
And it wasn't even true. But even if it was, what the fuck does that have to do with the situation at hand?
Because they don't have anything. They don't have anything. And it's funny because he gets out there and he pisses on his own reputation. By doing this. And then, you know, Trump tweets out something like calling Frederica Wilson wacky and stuff like that. And look, I'm not going to pretend like I don't think she looks kind of wacky in the hats or what have you. It's fine. Like, look, better to be wacky and be a kick-ass politician who actually stands up for the things that you believe than to be a straight-laced looking politician and be a piece of shit and worthless, right? So, you know what? Wear your fucking crazy, you know, macho man style cowboy hats. It's fine. I don't really give a shit. But she, you know, attacking her on the things that she's saying, it does feel like Lawrence O'Donnell did this whole thing about how it's kind of steeped in racism. And I was like, well, is that, you know, is that a fair statement? But then, like, if you go back and look at the way Trump and the way Kelly talk about her and how she's wacky and all this other shit and she's an empty barrel and stuff like that, for me personally, as a black person, I cannot help but to think that that has everything to do with, like, it's got an undercurrent of, this woman isn't that smart, look at this dumb black chick. Like, it has that undercurrent to me. And then Kelly's comment about, you know, I thought things were sacred when I was growing up as a kid, and, you know, I thought, you know, women were sacred. I'm like, dude, you grew up in like the 1940s. What the fuck are you talking about? like, no, women were basically just slaves. Get the fuck out of here. One. So
that was what was great with the Lawrence O'Donnell thing, is he's like, I'm from the same neighborhood as you, I'm the same age as you, you're full of shit right now.
Yeah, like, no, women are not sacred. Get the fuck out of here. When you were growing up. And two, he was like, Gold Star families are sacred. And it's like, women are sacred. I can't remember who said this. I want to say it was like John Lovett or something like that, or Bill Maher. It was like, women are sacred and Gold Star families are sacred. The guy you work for has insulted both of those groups all the time, yeah, multiple times. So, like, no, they're not sacred, and they're certainly not sacred to you. Like, they're not, right? But then the other part of this is him saying, well, you know, I can't believe anybody would ever allow someone else to listen in on that phone call and us other stuff. And, you know, I can't speak for other races or other cultures, but what I can do is I can speak for black culture, like, as my experience in black culture. I'm not pretending to speak for black people, by the way, but my experience as growing up black people, when you are a teacher or you are a principal and you connect with a family, and black people look out for their own. They really fucking do. And this woman, Frederica Wilson, was a teacher, and then a principal. She worked her way up to a principal, and she taught this kid. And then she started that mentoring program, and that kid was in that program. So she's known him since he was a little kid. She looked out for him. She was connected to that family. So from damn near the time that he started in life to sadly to the end of his life being cut off so short, she's a fucking close family friend, because she probably put a lot on the line to make sure that kid made it. So his idea of, like, I can't imagine somebody being there. Yeah, because you can't imagine a fucking person who you're not related to being as close as family to you. And that's what she is to them. And for him to question that shit, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. And also, like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders standing up there and said, oh, you can't question a four-star general. Hey, bitch, this isn't Russia, as much as you motherfuckers want it to be. You get to question him. He's not, I know it's a fucking military coup that's been going on because the president doesn't know what he's doing, but yeah, you're supposed to question them. And you know what, I don't remember the journalist's name, but to his credit, he was like, bring him out. Like, what the fuck? You're not allowed to question. He was like, bring him out here. I'll question him. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you goddamn right. You should question General Kelly, because what you opened your mouth and did was fucking lie. You didn't tell a mistruth or misremember. You fucking lied. That's what you did. And you thought nobody would call you on it. Well, guess what, motherfucker? They got the goddamn tape. You fucking lied. So I don't want to hear anything about General Kelly's the adult in the room. General Kelly is a dead ender, is what he is. He gives a shit about getting the crap that he wants pushed through. And he doesn't get, oh, he's the last line between us and World War III. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. But you know what? You're still standing next to that piece of shit. So fuck you and fuck him too. And fuck everyone else in that administration. Because the second it comes to people of color, whether they die under the guise of being in the military and fighting for this country, those people, because they're people of color, you don't give a shit about them. People dying in fucking Puerto Rico who are American citizens, you don't give a shit about them. But if it's white Texans or white Floridians, yeah, you're fucking throwing money at it. You're figuring out how to get there and everything else. How about giving a shit about people who are brown and people who look a couple shades darker than you? So fuck this administration and everyone in it. And there are no adults in the room. They're all pieces of shits in the room. That's who they are.
Especially after we have had how many weeks now of, oh, the NFL is disrespecting the troops. Now let me disrespect this troop.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a fuck.
Legit. Yeah, so the military, for people that don't know, is disproportionately people of color.
Yes, of course.
Because, you know, there's a lot of poor folks that's their way out.
Yes, in the military.
It's true.
And also the military.
It's like, you know, I grew up in a rough neighborhood. And yeah, for sure. They recruit for them. But it's a good way out for a lot of people where it's like, okay, I'll go serve for a few years. I'll get some help with college, make some money, and, you know, honor and courage and all that. All those good qualities. But yeah, we have, you know, compared to our actual population, it's disproportionately people of color. And so you're going to have to be respectful to troops of color and their family if you're going to respect the troops.
Yeah, but he doesn't. And the thing is, he's a racist. If ever you want to see yet another example, he's a racist. If it is a troop of color, if it is a person of color in this country, the people that he wants to attack the most are people of color. And Frederica Wilson and the widow, I apologize, I don't remember her name, and the widow of LaDavid Johnson, they're women too. So they're double
Mrs.
minority.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yeah, Mrs. Johnson. they're women too. So they're a double minority. He doesn't have any respect for women, and he doesn't have any respect for black people. So shocking news, this piece of shit president we have will attack, and he'll attack anybody, especially people who he sees as soft targets.
It's just fucking amazing to me after we literally spent all this time talking about respect the troops. Maisha Johnson is her name.
Thank you.
Yeah, after we spent all of this time and then the family of a Green Beret who died on your watch, probably your fault, but you know, whatever. This is someone who fell while you were president and you can't even give them the respect and dignity. Like, for one, you made a shitty call. And for two, you can't admit it. You can't just say, like, you could either, look, it's a hard situation. Sometimes you don't know what to say. And I guess I didn't say the right thing, but it's such a tragedy. It's such a sacrifice, such a brave young man, whatever, whatever, whatever. There's a way to get out of this that doesn't involve attacking the fucking family. But he can't do it because that would be admitting fault or whatever. Or giving some respect or dignity to a black family.
Yeah.
Which he can't even do when it's the family of a fucking Green Beret.
Yeah, he can't. He is incapable of it. He absolutely is incapable of it because at his core, he has no empathy and he's a fucking piece of shit bigot. That's it. Like, I challenge anyone to tell me why the human response to this woman coming out and saying, hey, what you said was offensive to me, you know, after losing my husband, why the human response wasn't, I'm sorry. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. When someone tells you you hurt them, you don't get to go, but I didn't. No, that's not how it works. It's not.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Fuck off. Like, what? Trust me. I've tried that in arguments with my wife. It doesn't work.
It would be so simple if you were an actual human being.
Yeah, just say I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what to say in those situations. I screwed up. I apologize. But no, can't even do that.
Yeah,
Fuck, this guy fucking sucks.
It's the fucking
bad
worst.
Bad at his job. Breaking news. He's not good at his job.
No, he stinks. Stinks at it. He's a fucking piece of shit. All right, let's talk about something else, which is equally as infuriating, ironically. So the Washington Post has a story that is absolutely insane, which is Health and Human Services, I work there, but they have detained, so they are stopping a 17-year-old girl who's been detained. She's an immigrant and she's a quote unquote illegal immigrant and she was detained and she's 17 and she just recently found out after being detained that she was pregnant. Now she wants to get an abortion. Now, how this country works, even if you are not an American citizen, if you are on American soil, you have you fall under the same constitutional rights as any other American citizen. That's the way it works. It has always worked that way. This is nothing new. However,
there's been, Supreme Court cases about it and everything.
Yeah, you can't just treat people like, oh, well, sorry. You know, we just get to beat the shit out of you and, you know, no due process. Like, no, that's not how it works. So she's
to deport people, you have to, like, go to court and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a bullshit kangaroo court, but you still get your time in court for it.
Yeah. I mean, look, even if it's a bullshit kangaroo court, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, hey, you're here illegally. Bye. Like, okay, I get it. Yeah. But you still got to go through the process, right? Like, I'm not even super mad about that. So they're holding
this. It's not even a criminal offense.
No, it's not.
It's a civil offense.
Ah, get out of here.
Yeah, so for people like the criminals, they broke the law. It's a civil offense. It's like a parking ticket. It's like, you're not supposed to be here. You got to go. That's it.
That's it. You know why that is? Because if you made it a felony, our court system would be chock full of these people and you would never get anything done. So they're just like, I don't know, parking ticket. Get out. Beat it. Beat it. Just beat it. So they won't let this woman get an abortion. And they're saying they're making two arguments here, right? That the government will not facilitate an abortion by like driving her to a place to get an abortion. She's in Texas. Even though all the law is saying is just get out of her way and let her leave the facility, the shelter she's in, so that she can go get an abortion. By the way, paid for by herself. She is not asking the government to pay for this, even though people on Fox News have been lying and saying that this is they want a government-funded abortion. No, they don't. And look, we shouldn't pay for that anyway because she's not an American citizen, even if that was legal.
We can't anyway. We haven't been able to since 1974.
Right.
Federal money can't go to abortion services.
Yeah.
That's against the law for now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But,
right, exactly.
But as it stands right now, that's been illegal for a long time. Where they're twisting that is, oh, if we give her a ride to the clinic, we're paying for that. Government funded. Boom. And so the way it works in Texas is they got like four abortion clinics in the whole fucking state.
Right, of course.
And so most people end up having to travel a ways in order to get an abortion done. She hasn't said specifically, but it seems sort of hinted at, because she like said she came here to escape, a horrific abusive situation. So I'm going out on a limb and guessing that this baby was not put there because she wanted it to be.
Yeah, that's
but she's not saying it, and she shouldn't have to say it.
No,
to be honest. But yeah, so they're trying to run out the clock because they got a law in Texas. You can't get an abortion after 20 weeks, and they're like 15 now.
Yeah, she's
and
at 15.
So they're trying to delay this because if it gets past 20, you have to have a kid.
God,
here's what I don't
get. Such fucking dirtbags.
Here's what I don't get. You're going to force a woman who is not a citizen to have a child here.
Right. Why?
What sense does this make?
It and their other argument is, well, if she wants, she could just leave the country and have the abortion in her home country, which, by the way, in her home country, they haven't released what it is, but it's illegal there. So, but okay, here's my question. If you want her to have this kid, then that kid is now an American citizen.
Right. What are you doing? It doesn't even match your ideology.
No, aren't you guys the ones screaming about anchor babies, even though your president has like 9 of them?
Even though your president is one?
Yeah.
Oh
shit, deep cut.
I said it.
What are you going to do, Trump? This is on the free side, bitch.
Your mother was an illegal.
Yeah, mother.
All right, so.
That's right. She was. But
she's also a really weird looking woman.
I mean, he's a really ugly dude. Like, he is.
Have you seen Trump's mom? Google Trump's mom.
Oh, no, I've seen her. I don't want to. I don't want to see that again. Ugh. But, you know, it's like the idea of like, so you're going to make the baby an American citizen? So does the girl then stay because she's connected to that kid? Or do you just, what, take that kid and put that kid into a foster situation? Like, what the hell
what
are,
you
talking about?
What are you trying
to do? Just let her have the abortion. Hey, we don't want a bunch of immigrants coming over here and having babies and forcing us to take care of them. Cut to, you're going to have this baby and then we're going to take care of it? Like, I don't... what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Again, I'm going to need Republicans to actually think about things and not just be for things or be against things, because it doesn't make any sense. Look, I cannot stress this enough, and I will say it on every episode. Republican voters are not smart. They're not. They're not. Who is supporting this? Oh, yeah, no. Definitely make the immigrant girl have a kid on U.S. soil so that the kid becomes an American citizen. Yeah, that's exactly what we've been pushing for the last couple of years. Absolutely.
Who's going to take care of the kid?
Well, the mother can stay. Oh, no, we've made a grave mistake.
But my taxes, right? Yeah. No? Okay. You have no consistency other than, like, I don't know. She's obviously been through some sort of a traumatic experience that caused her to flee her country. Showed up here pregnant, does not want this child. But you want to force her to have the child because reasons.
Because reasons. I honestly don't know anymore. I am convinced that the Republican Party is just full of mental midgets. Like, I truly am. I just have to assume that that's true.
I don't get it. And then the argument against it doesn't make sense. Like we said, taxpayer funded. What? It's a ride. Yeah. Or you could just let somebody else give her a ride.
Yeah. And somebody they won't do that. And they won't do that either, by the way.
So you just have to open the door, basically. And they won't do that because they're trying to, like we said, get her past the 20-week mark to force her to birth a child she doesn't want and is like 17 and can't take care of.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I
That's what Jesus would want.
I mean, yeah.
What would Jesus do? Force childbirth.
Absolutely.
For minors who went through traumatic situations. That's what Jesus would want.
I just don't. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? At least my whole thing is, at least be ideologically consistent. If you just said, no, fuck that, you got to have the kid, but like on a plane as we're crossing the border into Mexico. Like, that would at least make sense. But they don't.
It doesn't make sense, but it's just, you know, the continuation of this administration attacking people who are not in any kind of position to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic, hey, are you a brown person? Cool. Are you a woman? Cool. Let's triple down on how shitty we're going to be to you.
Are you gay? Are you transgendered? Let's just fucking, yeah. Let's go after you because we're the fucking U.S. government and you're...
And we got
somebody with
nothing better to do.
You're somebody we can pick on easily.
And look, as a person who works under HHS, you don't have anything better to do. Like, dude, we're trying to cure cancer.
The entire healthcare system is collapsing because your president is a moron. And you're like, well, we really got to focus on this right now.
Yeah. Like, We have to
make sure this 17-year-old immigrant has a child that we're not going to take care of.
Yeah, and get pissed off if we have to. Here's an idea. Why don't you just do this? If you really want to get this completely over with, just deport her. That's it. Throw her in a kangaroo court and deport her. But they're not going to do that because they don't really want... See, this is the real rub of it. And I don't want her deported. I'm just saying for their ideological nonsense, that would make more sense. But why not do that? But instead, what they want to do is they want to force her to have the kid, right? So there's that one sicko crazy part of it. But they also want to use her as some sort of pro-life icon, right? Like, not that she's going to suddenly be like, yeah, I love love having babies and being 17 and struggling. Not like that, but they want to be like, this is a fight. They're using this as a proxy fight against pro-choice, the pro-choice situation. They're not using it as a way to look out for this girl. They don't give a fuck about her. She is nothing but a tool. I mean, I saw the thing, Tucker Carlson's like, oh, the ACLU and liberals are just using this woman as a tool for their argument. No, see, she wants the abortion. So we're not using her as a tool. We're just saying she should be able to do what she wants. You're forcing her to do the opposite, which would be to use her as a political tool. See, you don't understand that, Tucker Carlson, because you are a political tool or just a general tool.
Yeah.
God, that guy makes me want to punch him in the face. I swear to God, I hate his fucking guts. Ugh, the worst. So, yeah. The Republican Party continues to be a bunch of dirtbags. Next story. I mean, it's just kind of how it is. All right, Andy, do your best to wow me about the Virginia governor's race.
I'll try. Okay, so November 7th, we have two governor's races coming up. One of which we talked about, which is the Republican lieutenant governor of New Jersey is getting her fucking ass kicked by somebody with a boring white guy name. So we're going to have...
Yay.
It really is. I can't remember it because it's so bland. But, oh, by the way, check around and see if you have any local elections on November 7th. Everybody listening.
Yeah.
Because you may have something to vote for. It might be small. It might be your city council. It might be your mayor. Who knows? Just get out there and vote. It's super consequential if you're in Jersey or Virginia. But yeah. There is an election coming up, and you can pick, I don't know, a fucking municipal judge or something.
Yeah, somebody who actually has quite an effect.
Yeah. Yeah, look into stuff. Look people up. See what they stand for. It's important. Phil Murphy is going to be the next governor of New Jersey. Sorry. Moving right along.
Gross.
So the two candidates are Ralph Northam is the Democrat in Virginia. He is the current lieutenant governor of Virginia. And Ed Gillespie is the Republican, former chairman of the RNC under W. They're very establishment-y guys. Ralph Northam fended off a primary challenge from former Congressman Tom Perriello, who was trying to come at him in a more, you know, progressive, like trying to come at him from the left, and he fended that off pretty easily. Ed Gillespie barely skated by this guy, Corey Stewart, who is basically running as a neo-Confederate.
Jesus Christ.
It's true.
What's your stance? Robert E. Lee's ghost is my dad. Like, wow, okay. Well, that's a hard stance.
Everything he was for was like, they're not going to tear down these goddamn statues.
Not on my watch. Like, all right, dude, just fucking take it easy, psycho.
Yeah, he was a nut bar. But yeah, so Ed Gillespie is like as establishment Republican as it gets. George W. Bush came out and stumped for him last week. Barack Obama showed up this week to go campaign for Ralph Northam, and this should be a fairly meat and potatoes thing. Ralph Northam's ahead by between 5 and 6 points. Ralph Northam is running on, hey, Ed Gillespie is you know, after he left the RNC, he's basically just been a lobbyist. Like, he is a corporate, shill, basically.
Whore.
Yeah, he's just there to lower taxes on the rich and all that. And Ed Gillespie is running on MS-13 is coming to rape and kill you.
I mean, yeah.
His ads are fucking insane.
Well, he's insane.
he's not, though. He's a completely, like, no, meat and potatoes, no, establishment,
no,
Republican.
No.
And his ads,
those people
are
bananas. Dead. Those people are dead. There are only crazy people left running the show.
So, all right. So if you know your history, the whole he's doing a Willie Horton type thing.
Oh, great.
But the connection is way further than that. So in 1988, George H.W. Bush was running against guy whose name escapes me.
Nobody knows.
Who was the Democratic nominee?
In 88?
Yeah.
I no idea. That's really sad. Yeah, well, whatever.
God damn it. Michael Dukakis.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah, so...
Fail.
We suck. Look, I was like five. Yeah, Michael Dukakis had some kind of a furlough program when he was governor of Massachusetts, and one of the people that was on furlough, like, went out and killed some people, and they decided to just tie that to him and the Willie Horton ads, which was done by, like, Roger Ailes and all these Fox News jagoffs that you've heard of.
Yep.
It was super racist-y for a, like, somewhat fondly looked back upon president, George H.W. Bush. His campaign was super gross. Anyway, so they're doing that. And the connection of this is so weak, though. So how they're trying to tie Ralph Northam to MS-13 is, okay, so there's MS-13 in Virginia, right? More so in D.C., but there's some in Virginia. Okay. Following?
Yeah. Yep. I'm on. All right.
Okay. So there are no sanctuary cities in the state of Virginia, but the legislature tried to put up a bill to make it illegal for any municipality to become a sanctuary city. And Ralph Northam was the deciding vote to say no. It's stupid anyway. We don't have any, but why are we doing this? That's dumb. So somehow, because of that vote, MS-13 is running rampant in Virginia, a state which has no sanctuary cities again.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, MS-13 is a legitimate problem in parts of the country,
yes.
Right? Especially in, like, the mid-Atlantic and slightly south. Right? But, guys, if a problem exists or a policy exists and you have to lie about it, then that to me proves that, like, it's not as serious as you say it is. Like, also, don't tie politicians to MS-13 unless they have an MS-13 tattoo on their neck. That's stupid. Come on, man.
Or they like have some policy of, hey, whoa, guys, let's take it easy on MS-13. But he doesn't.
No one does. Spoiler alert, there is no politician in the country that is light on MS-13 at all. None. Hey, this guy's soft.
You guys are being a little tough on MS-13 here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys, I mean, even though they hack people up with machetes and all, they're still good guys. I mean, there's good people on both sides of the machete.
It's so dumb. But if you've seen these ads, they're like MS-13. And like literally the word comes murder, rape.
Wow.
Ralph Northam.
When you think Ralph Northam, think of MS-13 and rape and murder. Like, all right.
There's been four Ed Gillespie ads that are just trying desperately to tie Ralph Northam to MS-13. It makes no goddamn sense.
I just don't. Who's watching those ads and like, yep, no, that dude's with MS-13. He is. He's definitely with them.
Well, I don't want to be murdered by MS-13. I better vote for Gillespie.
Yeah, I don't want that new member in MS-13 to be governor. Like, all right.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's
but
insane.
Anyway, so don't vote for Ralph Northam because he's in MS-13.
I believe it. I believe it.
You know the history of MS-13?
I know they're from, I want to say El Salvador. Is that right?
They're from here. So they formed in prisons in America. And then our policy of deporting criminals and not dealing with them sent all these dudes down to El Salvador. And they built it back up. And they showed up back here again.
Oh,
isn't
lovely.
That fun?
Yeah, lovely. Great policy, guys.
I've never gotten that. Like, Trump's ran on it. Obama did it a bunch. I mean, this is what was going on in the 90s, so I guess it would have been under Clinton. I don't understand. If someone could explain that to me, these are the horrible, hardened criminals. Let's go let them out somewhere else. What?
Yeah. What are you doing? Don't do that.
Did they commit crimes here? Maybe they should serve some time here. Like, is that... I don't get it. Is it like we just... What is the reasoning behind that? I no one's given me a good explanation.
I don't know. I really don't
Like, these
know.
Are rapists and murderers, and you just want to back the truck over to some third world country. Go, hey, you take care of this guy. And we're like, we're probably not gonna, but thanks.
Yeah, no, we don't want these lunatics here either.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, I...
Oh, we gotta get these murderers out of the country. What? You have them? Like, you have them right now? Just keep them.
Yeah, forever.
What are you doing?
Yeah, forever. put them in a hole and leave them there.
Yeah, let out people that were holding for, like, selling pot and hang on to the murderers.
Yeah, the guy with the machete, don't let that guy out.
No.
And the funny thing is, it's really easy to find out who the MS-13 guys are. They're the guys with MS-13 tattooed on their necks. And they'll probably just tell you, right. Like, dude, are you an MS-13? Like, yeah, see, I am. Like, okay, go to jail. What the fuck?
All right, I'm going to need to see Ralph Northam's neck.
If you don't think I'm tattooing an MS-13 logo on an image of Ralph Northam right now for this show image, you're wrong. So how about that? Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So if it sounds like I'm kind of far away, yeah, that's fine.
I'm putting MS-13 tattoos on Ralph Northam.
Because he deserves it. Like, wait, what? Like, dude, he's not... That dude is not an MS-13. But he should be. But he fucking should be. Yep. There we go. That works. Thanks. Thanks, Internet. I just found what I was looking for. Yeah. Look, I mean...
Ralph Northam, cholo gangster.
It's like Photoshop a teardrop tattoo. Like, wow. This guy. This fucking guy, I tell you. this guy is no joke, man. Don't fuck with this guy.
I've seen some bullshit campaigns from Republicans, but it's amazing.
Oh, they have just given up any sense of like not being ridiculous.
So you remember the Georgia special election with John Ossoff?
Yeah, where people were supposed to vote their ass off, and they didn't.
Right. So the Republican effort against him was, he was a documentary filmmaker, and one of his documentaries was on Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
So he's a terrorist, obviously.
Like, wait, what? Was that really their argument? That's insanity.
I'll show you the ads. They're like, Al Jazeera has been called, you know, whatever, from a bunch of right-wing publications have called it, the voice of Al-Qaeda. And they're like mixing images of Osama bin Laden and then go over to John Ossoff read a documentary on Al Jazeera.
Wow.
Al Jazeera is a legit media outlet.
Right. Like guys, they do real news.
Yeah. If you had a documentary and it got showed on Al Jazeera, good for fucking you.
Yeah, well, but, yeah, apparently not anymore. That's hilarious. Like now in Republican eyes, you're not even allowed to talk about things and that makes you a part of them.
If I made a documentary film and Al Jazeera picked it up, I would be super happy about that.
Yeah, that's a big accomplishment.
That's a big deal.
Not in the world of Republicans. They're like, fuck that. Like, no, because now I'm a part of it. Like, that's not what that... All right. God damn it. Like, come on, guys. Jesus Christ.
They'll find just the weakest connection to anything and then intersperse images with you know, Hitler and you.
Dun, dun, dun. Like, wow, this is really serious and really stupid. I'm often baffled by the stupidity of some people. Like, I truly, truly am. But, I mean, hey, this is America.
Oh, here it is from the CLF Super PAC. John Ossoff. Can we trust him?
He's too busy hanging out with Al Qaeda. Like, okay. I don't really think that's true. I guess it's the same idea that Republicans have of, like, if you mention race, then you're the racist. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, Obama is the most racist president of all time.
He is.
Don't you know?
I was listening to a podcast or some show, and they were talking about, race. Oh, it was Code Switch. And someone wrote into the show, and they were like, yeah, I mentioned to a friend of mine, who I assume is conservative, I mentioned to a friend of mine that all races are equal. And their response was, that's a racist statement. Like, wait, what? Like, you're not even allowed to say that people are equal? That's racist? Guys, I don't think you understand what the term racist means. But that's how it works in that part of the world. Like, if you mention race, you're the racist.
You're a racist, honestly. Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jim Acosta? Yeah, you're the racist.
You're the Cosmopolitan bias.
Yeah, you're the racist now.
I sent you this ad.
Oh boy.
Al Jazeera. Footage of terrorists. There's Bin Laden. Mouthpiece for terrorists. Al Jazeera paid Georgia Democrat John Ossoff over $5,000 in the past 15 months. Again, yeah, they picked up his documentary, so he got money from them.
That's crazy, dude. That is insane.
Ossoff campaign did not respond to inquiries about the exact amount Ossoff has received from Al Jazeera. Again, documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, they were probably like, what? Wait, what? Like, dude, what the shit are you talking about?
They literally went from a picture of Bin Laden to John.
That's fucking hilarious to me.
I'm going to now send you an Ed Gillespie MS-13 ad.
I will happily watch that later. All right, let's talk about the next story. If I can get the docket to come up, I can't find it. Ah, there it is. Bill O'Reilly has a serious problem, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm not even going to say allegedly, because Bill O'Reilly doesn't listen to this show. Bill O'Reilly has committed sexual assault, not just sexual harassment.
They've paid off already like $20 million in hush money from everybody that he's sexually assaulted
or sexually harassed
up to this point.
But
yeah, or sexually harassed.
But they paid this woman Les Weil, I guess her name is. Lady, you spell your name weird. They paid her $32 million. $32 million for what? Say, apparently he sent like some gay pornography and was like, "Hey, you want to touch my dick?" kind of shit the whole time. But $32 million? Nah, dude. No. $32 million? No, you did something else, dude. You didn't just send an email. You did some other shit. Some depraved shit. Like, you...
$32 million, dude, something horrible.
Yeah, dude, you came to her apartment with your dick out. Some shit like that, dude. Like, come on, man. $32 million? $32 million? Also, Fox paid this money out. $32 million fucking dollars. They paid this money out. And then they were getting ready to sign this motherfucker to a four-year, $25 million a year contract. So they're going to pay him $100 million after kicking out $30 million. That's insane to me. Proving that, like, at that level, it must be really great to be rich. You can be a scumbag piece of shit and still get a contract for $100 million. I can't get people to call us back for $100 worth of ad space. But, I mean, come on.
it's nuts. And they only had to get rid of him because he was going to cost them money.
Yeah, like, they didn't give a fuck about any of the other shit.
Well, at what point did the payoffs like get too expensive? Like before we learned about this, there was the story earlier this year between him and Ailes. They paid out $45 million in settlements. And like 20 of that was O'Reilly. And now here's another $32 million. So we're talking over $50 million for one guy. How much money is he bringing in for your network? Is he worth that?
I suppose so. Like, I mean, I would assume that he has to be worth a serious amount of money. Like, that to me is crazy. That's crazy.
Well, it wasn't until he was going to cost him an $8 billion merger that
Scott.
All right, you got to go.
Oh, yeah, they're not fucking that money up. Like, dude, yeah. Like, look, we love sexually harassing chicks as much as the next guy. I mean, check out that chick's ass, but dude, it's $8 billion. You know how many chicks we can harass with $8 billion? Like, way more than 32 million.
The right wing woman I work with who tells me bullshit at work sometimes had said that they forced Bill O'Reilly out because, you know,
liberals.
Because Murdoch, what's his name?
Rupert Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch's kids that are in charge of Fox News now. Well, they're liberals.
No, they're not. What?
And I said, no. They were trying, and I told her about this $8 billion deal with Sky, and Sky didn't want to do the deal because Bill O'Reilly, like, there was news everywhere of him being a horrible sex monster. And they went, all right, you got to go, Bill. And they paid him like $20 million to go away. And I'm like, those guys are not fucking liberals.
I like,
we're not kids.
I like how anything that is negative, immediately it's liberal. Even though
it was liberals.
Like, why would Rupert Murdoch leave his conservative empire to his ultra-lib kids? No, he wouldn't do that. And also, if they're really liberal, why is Fox News still conservative as fuck? What are you talking about?
Well, you know.
You know, Hitler was a liberal. What? Hitler was a liberal? It's weird how only ultra right wing conservatives still do Hitler salutes and chant about Nazism in Germany during World War II. It's not a liberal thing. Like, we still talk about FDR.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
So Hitler apparently was a liberal. The Confederacy, you know, that's Democrats. Also, why are you punching all these guys with Nazi flags and Confederate flags? There's good people on both sides here.
Yeah, I mean, they're ideologically so similar to me.
Right. Yeah, it falls apart. We're like, who's the guys with the Nazi flags right now? Who's the guys with the Confederate flags? Who's fighting to keep the Confederate monuments up? Is it us? I don't think it's us.
Yeah, I need you to be logically consistent. Like, surely you can watch television and go, yeah, those guys are clearly, even if you're not saying, like, those guys aren't with me, but they're clearly the extreme side of your side. They're not the extreme
side.
They're
chanting Heil Trump.
Yeah, like, they're wearing
his fucking... Whose side could they be on? Gosh, there's no way to tell.
Like, they're wearing what he wears to the golf course every week when he's supposed to be working. Like, yeah, they're not dressed like Barack Obama.
Well, no, here's the thing, though. National Socialist.
It's in the name.
Boom.
By the way, yes, my name is Idris Elba. Just because I said it, that means that's who I am. Obviously. That's exactly how life works.
Right.
What are you, a fucking idiot? Jesus.
Yes. So I'm sure the proper response to that is, of course, the National Socialist Party is about as socialist as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is democratic.
Yeah. No, it's totally democratic. They have elections every year.
Yeah, they vote for that.
Yeah, right. No, I want to starve. I love eating gruel, being thrown into the salt mines and having our leaders blown up with anti-aircraft guns. No, I voted for this.
That's fucking true.
All of those things happened. All of those
things happened. Anti-aircraft guns to rip his political opponents apart. Yeah, like his family members are shit too.
Yeah, he's a fucking lunatic. Like, isn't that hilarious? Look at those liberal policies. Look at those democratic policies. It's little D Democrat. Ah, it's so cool. Hey, what's the opposition party in North Korea? Oh, right. They're fucking dead. There is no opposition. Idiots. Shut up.
Yeah. But no, Hitler was a total lib.
Yep. Classic lib. Classic lib Hitler.
He just killed all the communists and socialists because
they weren't liberal
enough.
They
were too right-wing for him. They were too right-wing, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, mm-mm. I don't like any of this. Get out of here. All right, next up. Yeah, so by the way, Bill O'Reilly is a sexual assaulter. You're not paying out $32 million for a couple of bad words. Like, you're just not.
No, he raped somebody.
No. I mean, I don't know if he raped somebody, but he certainly tried to force himself.
$32 million, he raped somebody.
That's fair. Look, I don't care that you say it. Like, it doesn't bother me. Fine, whatever. Bill O'Reilly's a rapist.
What, $32 million? You're not giving $32 million for grabbing somebody's ass.
No, I don't think so.
That's like, that was to keep somebody from testifying in court.
Yeah. And look, honestly, I wouldn't have taken the money. I'm not begrudging her. I wouldn't have taken the money. Oh, no. I would have gotten some money, but that motherfucker's going to jail. Like, I'm not taking a plea deal.
For sure.
I'm not taking a plea deal where then, like, oh, no, you know, I don't get anything, and he goes to jail. Oh, no, I'm getting paid, but I'm not getting paid under the guise of he doesn't go to jail. No, fuck that. Nope. He
goes to jail, and I'll make money selling a book.
Yeah. You make that $32 million back, no problem. Easy. Easy. No problem. Who's not going to give you $5 million to write that book? Yeah, they'll give you $5 million. You'll sell tens of thousands of copies. Yeah, you'd be good. You'd be good. But Bill O'Reilly would be in jail. And that feels even better. That's, you know, like writing a book about your abuse, having it be the number one bestseller. Those are all great things. Bill O'Reilly going to jail because of you, priceless. just this. Like, come on.
Is it $32 million priceless, though?
The idea of seeing Bill O'Reilly in an orange jumpsuit, I think I could give up the opportunity to get $32 million. I think I could.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't like him. Yep. Like, I just don't.
No, I hate him. I hate him too, but $32 million? Eh.
It's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, eh. if we're talking rape, nah, man. Like,
yeah, your brother.
Yeah, like, I want that guy's life destroyed. I don't want him selling his shitty podcast at home. Like, if that's what happened, no, fuck that. I want your ass in jail. And if that means I don't get any extra money, but, like, I go about my life, but I know this piece of shit's in jail, I'm putting you in jail, dude. I'll take that. Absolutely.
Fair enough. But, yeah, I don't begrudge anybody.
No, it's not a judgment of that woman. Like, get paid. Like, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying if rape happened, oh, no. Not me, personally. No, fuck that. I want your life destroyed.
If you do the mental calculus and you're like, this guy's like in his 70s, how much jail time could he possibly do? I'll take that money. That's fine.
Yeah.
That was your decision to make for you.
Yeah, it was. Me personally.
Jay would like you to go to jail.
or, you know, this is just me. I feel like with $32 million, I could probably hire someone to just beat the shit out of you in like a year when nobody's thinking about it. Like, when you're really down in your luck, and you're just like, I'm just doing this podcast, and I'm not getting a lot of premium signups, you know, and you're talking about going to proflowers.com and all this other shit. Yeah, then I just, like, hire two thugs to just come and with ass batons and beat your fucking legs until you can't walk. I feel like I could pay for that.
Hire Terry Tate to come sack him while he's walking down the street.
Yeah, just beat the shit out of you. Or just, like, have people follow you just to make you really uncomfortable and scared for, like, a year. Like, they never do anything to you, but they just scare the shit out of you. Yeah, that would be great. And I'd be like, yeah, next time you go to fucking Sylvia's in Harlem, you can ask somebody, where's your motherfucking iced tea? Huh? Yeah, you fucking piece of shit? Yeah, you scared now? I would just hire big, like, the biggest... blackest dudes I could, and just have him walk around, just follow him, just make his life a living hell. Yeah, that's what I would do, because I had $32 million and not a lot of things to do with my free time. So look, you either take the money and you live a life of harassment and fear as a cloud over Bill O'Reilly's life, or you just put him in jail. I mean, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'll take you six on one hand, half a dozen on the other. It's fine. I'm a very twisted person, but that's what I would do with my money. I should never be rich because I would just do things to my enemies with all my free time. Speaking of one of those people I would
harass. Looking up Terry Tate, and he's from Baltimore. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that's yeah. It's good to know. I could hire a hometown kid who made it big.
Yes, Lester Spate, I think his actual name.
Yeah,
is.
I think
and
so.
And he's from he went to Morgan State.
That school is literally right around the corner from me.
There you go. So yes,
not to give away where I live, but I don't live that far from Morgan State.
Hire a hometown hero, Terry Tate, office linebacker.
To beat the shit out of Bill O'Reilly. And I feel like he'd probably do it for like $50,000.
Oh yeah, he's not doing much.
Yeah, $50,000? Yeah, come on. Like, here comes the pain train. Woo! And he just fucking slams him up against a bus. Should be amazing.
Those are the best fucking commercials.
Oh, they were so good. So good. They did one for Trump too. Did you ever see that?
Yeah. I sure did.
That was some excellent editing.
Like 30 times.
Oh yeah.
It was so well done.
Like, you can't talk to women like that. What the hell's wrong with you? next up, the Department of Education on October 2nd rescinded 72 policy guidance documents. Related to students with disabilities. The Department of Education says they are outdated, unnecessary, or ineffective. Other people seem to believe otherwise. These were... So Trump earlier asked to... he charged executive agencies in February to, quote, lower regulatory burdens on the American people by implementing and enforcing regulatory reform. This is his, you can't come up with one regulation unless you get rid of two regulations nonsense, that he did. So what's interesting is the Washington Post reports, that these rescinded guidance documents on Saturday, or on this past Saturday were the Education Department's Office of Special Education and Rehabilitation published the 72 guidelines the previous day on their website, and then the following day they were just like, we're killing all 72 of these. So clearly, like, they got published and someone saw all of them and was like, just get rid of those, not based on like any logic or reason whatsoever. It was just like, it was, you know, it's like whack-a-mole. Like, they saw policies and they were like, just kill all 72 of them, whether they make sense or not. Some of the regulation,
she's doing horrible shit over there.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because she, I think, between her and Ben Carson, they don't get enough time in the barrel, as they say.
It was just 2 weeks ago they killed off some timeline protections that, basically they've made it more difficult to get people in trouble at college for sexual assault.
Right.
Because we're too hard on the rapists, I guess.
Yeah. What about men's rights?
Right, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, here's an idea. Don't rape. It's pretty easy.
Whoa, hey. Come on, man. That's hard.
Is it?
No, actually, I haven't raped anybody. It's really easy.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
I don't really have a propensity to be like, I got to get my rape on. Like, I just don't. Hey guys, how's it going? Oh, pretty good. Did you do any raping today? No. All right, cool. We'll carry on.
No. Never have, actually.
You know what I would do instead? Talk to women, and then they would voluntarily sex with me. Weird, I know. You didn't have to hold them down against their will like some sort of pathetic psychopath.
Right.
But
Jay wouldn't have to. He's irresistible.
Who?
Him. You.
Yes, that's true. I've often been called irresistible. it's definitely a phrase that has been associated with my name. It'll be on my tombstone.
Yeah, who the fuck is looking at like the school system and be like, oh man, we're too tough on people accused of rape, and really we do way too much for disabled kids.
Oh, I mean, some would argue disabled kids have it easier than non-disabled kids.
Right?
Right? I mean, they're already in chairs. They have ramps, elevators.
Scary ass ramps, right, Don?
Yeah, exactly, Don. Donald Trump is like, yo, what the fuck is a ramp doing inside a building? Get out of
here. Get rid of these. These are scary.
First off, no ramps. Like, but what about the ramps in the White House? I said, no ramps. Afraid of them. I mean, I'm too tough for them. Very strong. Very strong. My legs, they don't wobble when I walk down ramps. I contrary to what you've heard, I don't need to hold a woman's hand. I'm not afraid of them. Get the ramps out of here. Pence is afraid of ramps. Pence is the one. He told me. He thinks they're all gay. He doesn't understand. He's also afraid of Mulan.
Yes.
God, that story
is amazing. His childhood nickname was Bubbles. Okay.
My favorite story I learned this week. The vice president's nickname is Bubbles. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he
was once traumatized by the film Mulan.
Wow. That guy is a mental patient, dude.
He used to be on, he did like local Indiana conservative talk radio. And yep. Like there's people digging through the transcripts of that to see what kind of amazing bullshit he's said over the years. And that was one of them, was the Mulan thing.
Yeah, he went on a fucking diatribe about women in the military. All right, dude. Like, I'm going to need you to have sex with somebody more than just mother, because you're a fucking crazy person. Like, not mother? Not mother. Yeah. step out of your fucking hermetically sealed Christian box for 9 minutes. Fucking Christ. Everyone there is insane. All of you are nuts.
And he's the guy we'd all prefer was president.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like without a doubt, actually. It's not even a question.
Fucking lunatic. And we're all like, yeah, him for sure. Definitely. Yes, right now.
Please.
Yeah.
We need him. We need Mike Pence's expertise.
He's the hero we need right now.
Right the fuck now. Please help us. All right, let's talk about this. This is a hilarious story. Slash super interesting. Trump plans to release JFK assassination documents despite concerns from federal agencies. Now everybody was like, yeah, Trump, woo, he's doing it, man. He's letting all the information out. It's going to be so great. It's going to be gone. It's going to be awesome. It's awesome. All right, just calm down. All right, everybody just calm down. This was already scheduled to come out. Yes, some federal agencies are like, if you could just not do that. But Trump is just not getting in the way. That's all he's doing. He's not doing anything. And of course, he went on Twitter and lied. It was like, I'm letting out all of the JFK information. And aliens. Have you seen Roswell? Have you seen that show? I'm doing it. All of it. Like, no, you're not doing anything. You're doing the bare minimum, which is just sitting there quietly with your big head on your desk, waiting for things to happen.
This was decided 25 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, they figured it out.
Yeah, and he's just not stopping it. So good for you.
I
want to see how involved Rafael Cruz was.
What if Rafael Cruz was involved? Dude.
Yes, Rafael Cruz was the second gunman. Dude. I want to know this. Let out that information.
I gotta tell you, that would be the fucking funniest thing for Trump to go up and do a press conference. I fucking told you. Rafael Cruz has already been arrested this morning. I fucking told you.
Everybody said I was full of shit. But who's right? Huh? Yeah. I would like everybody to apologize to me.
You guys are very unfair to Trump. Very easy on Rafael Cruz. Rafael, as some people have called him. Oh, man. That would be so good, dude. That would be so good. Oh, like
Rafael Cruz.
We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I'm like, ugh. Dude, throw yourself into
Puerto Rico.
Like, throw yourself into Puerto Rican traffic, please. You fucking scumbag.
Go drink some of that river water that's killing people in Puerto Rico.
Like, stop saying the name like that, you dickhole. But I do have to wonder, like, what's going to be in those documents that the federal agencies are kind of like, if you could just not, like, are they going to find out that they knew it was like the, I mean, because one of the theories is that the Russians did this and they didn't pursue it basically because of like the Cuban Missile Crisis and everything else, that they thought that it could spark off World War III.
That's an interesting theory.
I thought that was a pretty super. It's a lot more interesting than like a magic bullet.
Yeah, or that the CIA was involved for some reason.
I cannot imagine. Even if that is true, even if that were true, I can't imagine that's in those documents. Yo, come on, man.
No, it was LBJ.
LBJ did it.
He wanted to be president. He had him killed.
Yep, seems reasonable. So that he could sit around in the White House and call black people the N-word. Yeah, weird.
He did.
Yeah, he said it a lot. Like a lot.
A lot.
Like a lot.
He.
But historically, to be outdone, he decides, like, you know what? Let's give these people equal rights. Like, okay.
He pushed through civil rights legislation. Basically, as he predicted, cost the Democrats the South doing it.
Yep, he was right.
Which we still haven't recovered. Had a real problem with civil rights, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because Republicans are racist, but go ahead.
He put Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court and was a screaming racist the entire time.
You have to wonder if for Lyndon Johnson, it was more about like he used the word nigger like black people use nigga. Like, maybe that was just like, he was just ahead of the curve. Like, he was just like, just niggers. Like, no big deal. I mean, look, I respect them. I mean, those are my niggers. Like, don't do that, Lyndon. Like, don't, it's not okay. But like, maybe for him, it was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, they're cool. They're cool with me. Like, yeah, that Martin Luther King Jr., like, that nigger was all right. Like, he probably said that. He probably did. Because he was a racist, secretly.
Yeah.
But, like, not as racist, right? Like, he was a progressive racist.
He wasn't...
I don't know, maybe. Lyndon Johnson, yeah. Progressive racist.
Dude, he's one of the more interesting characters in history because of it. Because he undoubtedly did great things for progressivism and for civil rights, and was also just a casual racist.
just like sitting at home, like wearing shorts, like just a casual racist. Like, that's like sweat. Like, he's like a sweatpants racist, right? You're just chilling at home, got some lounge pants on, and you're just calling black people niggers on TV. But like, at the same time, you're like, these niggers make great music, and I respect their dance skills and their ability to rise above their station, even though white people try to oppress them. I mean, these niggers got it going on. Like, maybe, I don't know.
There's an alleged quote of his from when he selected Thurgood Marshall that I guess there was somebody else they were considering, but he wasn't.
This nigga's going to piss these white people off. Sign Lyndon Johnson.
I guess the person they were considering wasn't, you know, quote unquote, black enough for him. And they went with Thurgood Marshall. And the quote is,
oh, dear God, this is going
to
be
When I nominate an N-word, I want people to know he's an N-word.
Yes, you know what, Lyndon Johnson, somehow a progressive racist. I think that's a term.
Weirdly, a progressive racist.
Oh man, that's really funny. That's hilarious. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy. But okay, so the thing.
How is that not going to be the title of this episode, by the way?
Lyndon Johnson, progressive racist.
Yeah. Wait, why is there a picture of Lyndon Johnson with long hair? What the fuck?
So he had come up, you know, in the old days in Texas. He used to be a segregationist. And so there's a theory that, like, he was using the presidency to atone for that, maybe.
That's interesting.
But at no point, like, attempted to tamp down his language. It's like, okay, so some people.
Yeah, I mean, you don't give up the gold, the fucking golden shtick.
It's weird. It's not like, okay, so some people know about Robert Byrd.
Yeah.
How when he was a young man, he was in the KKK and then like left and was like super against the Klan and like used the rest of his legislative career to like try to atone for his racist past. But he didn't keep dropping N-bombs casually the whole time.
Yeah, like, dude, like what the fuck?
But LBJ apparently did.
Yeah, because look, he's not going to be held accountable, or he's not going to be held hostage by you libs. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if he wants to drop the N-bomb, he's going to fucking drop it. That is actually one of the funniest things I've ever heard. If I'm going to hire a nigger, I'm going to make sure that you, wow, that's amazing. The balls on this guy, man. I mean, as we know, he had huge balls, like, because
yeah,
his
he
pants,
had to have his pants specially made by Hagar because they were cutting him in the crotch area,
his bunghole.
And he needed it loose around the bunghole.
Lyndon Johnson is our most interesting president, like, he is, dude.
Yes,
like, he might be
most interesting.
Wow, yeah, episode 91, Lyndon Johnson, progressive racist. Wow, that is amazing. I'm actually. I am impressed by that level of sheer balls.
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson. Progressive racist. Wow. I mean, look, you can say many things about the Democratic Party. One thing you cannot say is we are not a big tent party, man. Like, we are the big tent party. Get the fuck out of here. Like, we'll even let this guy be president. And somehow he still ends up doing the right thing. Like, that's amazing to me. Holy shit. Wow. Yo, Lyndon Johnson, you're mad interesting. Like, you super are, dude.
He's super interesting.
Wow.
Lyndon Johnson. Just a piss-raging racist. Yeah.
So don't tell me what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Get out of here. Do what I want. Racist. But let me hire this black guy because he's the best person for the job. Like, wow, okay. That's amazing. Next up, Trump offers to cover legal fees for his fellow criminals in the Russian investigation.
That's pretty fascinating.
This feels like paying people off.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, at first he wasn't going to, or there was no talk of it. It's like, you're really going to not pay the fees for all these people who, are likely to go to prison. Like, that's a surefire way to get people to flip on you.
Yeah. So it was out for a while that he wasn't covering their bills, and the RNC was covering the bills for him and Don Jr.
Yeah, that makes, I mean, for him it makes sense, I suppose, but for Don Jr. it does not at all.
Don Jr. was never an official part of the campaign, is not now an official part of, you know, he's not an official part of the Republican machine. He might not even be registered Republican.
Probably not. I mean, they were Democrats a couple years ago.
Yeah, there's he's not connected to the RNC in any way other than he's Trump's son.
Yeah, that's,
but for some reason they were covering his legal fees. But So here's the thing. He pledges to donate money a lot and never does. Do you think he's just saying this and then is going to stiff them?
Yes, that's exactly what I think. That's exactly what I think. No, I'm going to need, you know, he says like, oh, I'm going to pay for these fees. Yeah, I'm going to need to see those fees get paid before I buy it. Like, no, he's not going to pay you, dude. He's going to, you know what he'll do? He's, you know what Trump is? Trump is when you go to a store and it's like, oh, this, you know, this television is, you know, $7,000, but it's marked down to $250. You're like, wow, that's a great deal. That's awesome. And then you see the fine print. It's like, with a mail-in rebate. And you're like, oh, fuck off. Like, I'm never going to mail that in. It's never going to happen. And that's what Trump is. He's going to tell you, like, if you pay for it now, I'll pay you back. I guarantee it'll be like a reimbursement. You ain't never seen that money, dude. And how's he going to pay you? What's he going to pay you out of his seized funds? Is he going to pay you from jail? No, he's not going to pay you. Like, if you believe that as a Republican, you're a damn fool. He's not going to pay you.
Well, so some of the people that that have been called in to talk to Mueller recently are like, Spicy got called in.
Yep.
And Reince Priebus got called in.
Not connected with the alt-right, ironically.
Weirdly, yeah. Which is super fascinating to me because these are guys that potentially might have an axe to grind.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and if you're not so paying you can, for their shit, yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah, he's paying off the people around him, but did he? Is it those guys, or did he just leave them hung out to dry?
I bet he doesn't pay the fees for people like Sean Spicer. I bet he doesn't. I can see him paying the legal fees for maybe Don McGahn, Hope Hicks,
yeah,
because he's fucking her. That's the rumor. And if she's having sex with him, girl, step your game up. Like, come on now. There are plenty of
Don McGahn. McGahn is the White House counsel. He hired a lawyer.
The White House counsel had to hire a lawyer. That's hilarious.
So the lawyer for the White House needs a lawyer.
Of course, of course. Because these guys, I'm telling you, these guys have no idea what's about to happen to them. They really don't.
Oh, the other interesting thing about Spicy, he kept a diary the whole time.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
And they're,
oops.
And Bob's got a hold of that.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
No, that's a terrible idea. It's like Trump with the not sending emails thing.
Yeah. I see people get arrested for that all the time. Yeah. That are corrupt. I use email all the time, dude. Never have to worry about any corruption going on in there because there isn't any.
Yeah. I send emails constantly because I'm not committing crime. Yeah.
That's not how Trump sees
it. But yeah, so how fascinating would it be if Spicy was the guy who took this whole thing down?
Yo. You know what? If that happens, I want a moment on some. So I'm writing this sequence right now because this will happen. If Sean Spicer is the one who screws him, there will be a scene of Donald Trump waking up in his bed. He will move the sheet where Melania would never be next to him. and he will move the sheet and there will be that Easter Bunny head just laying there like fucking Godfather.
I knew it was you.
God damn it. That's right, motherfucker.
You,
payback.
You broke my heart.
And all Sean Spicer is doing is shaking his head like, you should have let me see the Pope. I just wanted to meet the Pope. That's all. That's all I wanted to do.
Who was it that said this is like the Godfather except everybody's Fredo?
Yeah. No, they are. Just kiss them on the forehead. Just blow their fucking brains out. Everybody's going to jail.
It's all Fredos up and down the whole organization. Yeah,
they are a bunch of goddamn Fredos. That's absolutely true, by the way. Yeah, I, I am absolutely amazed. I'm absolutely amazed by this whole thing. But yeah, it's just him paying people off. But yeah. If you believe it, you're a sucker, because he ain't giving. He's not paying for you, man. Like, at the end of the day, nah. You're a fool. You're a fool to believe that. All right, let's move into foreign policy. This is super interesting, and there's also an update to the story. Bill Browder, if you don't know that name, he was the guy who got the Magnitsky Act pushed through, which basically created those massive sanctions because of human rights violations, specifically Sergei Magnitsky being murdered in Russia. And that those sanctions actually caused the Russians to do the adoption blocking for the U.S., right? So whenever you hear people talk about adoption, they're really talking about the Magnitsky Act. So they're talking about sanctions, right? Which is really, a lot of people think, is the core of this whole Russia involvement anyway, is they want those sanctions lifted so they can get the $500 billion in oil money.
Yeah, it's, they only talk about the adoption part, but it's a ton of other shit. But they're just like, oh, we, you know, it's about adopting children. Like, no.
Nobody cares about adopting kids as badly.
Nobody cares about adopting kids. It is about an oil pipeline through Crimea, which you went to a lot of time and effort to illegally seize, and you want to make a gajillion dollars with Exxon. Never take your eye off that ball.
Yep.
Because it's always there.
Yep. Always remember that Rosneft supposedly offered Trump 1.5% ownership in their company if he could get those sanctions lifted. That's in the dossier. So, just saying, that's a big fucking deal.
Yes.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So that was sort of like hanging around. The dossier was kicking around for a while. There was like, there might be something going on with this Exxon Rosneft deal, and to bury that and not look suspicious at all, Trump puts Rex Tillerson in as his Secretary of State.
No one.
How is that not the reddest flag?
Yeah. Like, with all the shit going on. And the State Department, under Rex Tillerson, decided to revoke the visa of Bill Browder, the guy who is basically responsible for getting these sanctions created.
Weird.
Out of nowhere they did this. Now, what's interesting is Browder is a British citizen, but the Russians they asked for Browder to be put on Interpol's list of most wanted people so that it would hopefully trigger his visa to get revoked. And it did in the U.S. So people were like, oh, well, maybe it's like an automatic thing. But in the last like 4 hours, they reinstated it. So it's clearly a manual thing. But they just let it ride. And the only reason why they really put it back is because they got busted. Which I don't know how they thought they wouldn't get busted. Like, what, Bill Browder's not going to say anything? Of course he is. No one's going to listen to Bill Browder? Of course they will. Again, this is stupid Watergate. Everyone here is dumb.
Yeah. Well, and that's like the one good thing Congress has done is, was it like from a 98-2 vote said, yeah, you can't ease sanctions on Russia. It was the one thing that everyone united on, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for those two fucking weirdos.
Was it Rohr? I'm sure Rohrbacher was one of them. And wasn't like Sanders?
No, he's in the House. No, in the Senate, it was our left-wing weirdo and their right-wing weirdo, Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders.
Yep, that's stupid. Thanks, guys.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. 98 is veto-proof. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
But just, you know.
Like,
we talked about
like what,
how,
like what millionaire or billionaire is getting stopped from this, Bernie Sanders? Like, come on.
It's, you know, we'll never get unanimous consent on anything because Rand Paul or Bernie Sanders is going to find some, or both, going to find some reason to be like, No, because whatever. It's not liberal enough, or it's not libertarian enough, depending on who it is.
Right, exactly.
They could declare International Taco Day, and they wouldn't get unanimous consent on it.
Nope. Oh, do you love puppies? No, fuck those puppies. Like, all right, oh, Jesus.
The Senate is going to declare that puppies are cute. Everybody? No. Senator Paul, you're not with us on that? God damn it. What's wrong with you?
Like, how about Ayn Rand is a pretty lady? Yep. Rand Paul, all in. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. So they reinstated it, but only after getting straight up busted on this shit.
Yeah, for sure. The dossier is all real, by the way.
Yep, they've proven absolutely none of it false. None of it.
Every word of it is true. Donald Trump drinks piss. Okay.
I mean, that's not really in the dossier, but let's just go with it.
Drinks gallons of hooker piss.
I mean, probably.
I am inferring a little bit. I'm reading between the lines.
Before we get to this week, I mean, you don't get that. You don't get his hue without some sort of internal or external factors. You know, it's like if you drink a lot of carrot juice, like your skin gets an orange tint to it. So I assume that's the deal.
His piss-stained orange skin.
Yeah, good.
And ladies, drink some water.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
Yeah, you're dehydrated.
You're a little dehydrated.
Drinking a lot of coffee, I see. Vodka is not water. So before we get to the This Week in Stupid story, did you see the fake Melania story?
Yes, I did.
So I don't know if you listened to Love It or Leave It yet for this week.
Yes.
But they had such a good joke that the fake Melania thing, like, yeah, it's totally real, but the only caveat is that it's not a secret that Trump is in on. It's a secret from Trump. Which I thought was hilarious. Yeah, look, that was not her, dude. Like, it's not. Like, her bodyguard looks exactly like her.
It's kind of weird. Like, I don't understand it. I don't know why they would do it, but everything's just so fucking weird that, sure. Yeah, there's a fake Melania. Why not?
But I think the real giveaway, besides her, like, the Humpty Dance nose that she had, versus the sharp Made in a Factory nose that Melania has,
was that Ryan Davis video that you shared.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna throw on an Inspector Gadget outfit with a shitty wig.
Yeah. Her hair needed lotion, man. It was too dry. Too dry.
Yo, that was not Melania. That was Shawn Michaels.
I know Shawn Michaels when I see him.
That was the heartbreak kid.
I mean, in fairness, it did look like him. Oh, that's sad. But the thing is, the whole thing is, like, if it is a double, I don't really care. But my question is, why does she need a double? She doesn't do anything. Was she busy?
It's just weird.
Yeah. Also, good luck finding a Trump double. Like, that's not happening. He is a unique person, to say the least. But it was kind of funny because Trump is so stupid that he kind of gave it away. My wife, Melania, my wife, who is here, blah, blah, blah. I was like, why are you saying it like that? Is it because that's not your wife and you're too stupid to just be like, yeah, me and Melania? Like, why is she even there ever? She never says anything. She's getting ready to start this cyberbullying thing, which she's not going to do shit with. Like, why is she there? Just get a divorce.
And so there's a some of these stories are interesting, and there is like a temptation to like not go down the conspiracy rabbit hole and be like, ah, this is silly. Or, you know, there's people like, hey, let's not blow Niger up and make it our own Benghazi. But I mean, if it's got legs, should we?
Yeah, look, the Melania thing, I don't think we need to talk about in any level of seriousness. That
doesn't matter, though. That's just it really funny. Doesn't matter. That shit doesn't matter at all.
No, yeah. Like, yeah, dictators all the time have doubles. That's not a surprise.
Sure. Yeah, he's a paranoid lunatic. He probably has a fake Melania out there. Or, like you said,
he doesn't know.
She didn't want to be there, so she's like,
Susan, just go in for me today. I
put on wig, Susan. I'm not going.
I want to have sex with a boyfriend who lives at bottom of Trump Tower. I'm going to New York.
Don't worry. He won't make you actually touch his wiener. I don't do it either. It will be totally normal if you tell him, I hate you. No.
Say no and then smack his hand like a small child.
I do that every day. Will not be unusual.
Never touch penis. Never touch it.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of shots of that that Secret Service agent.
It's her, dude. It's obvious. It's definitely her.
She's pretty, by the way.
Is she? I haven't seen like a normal picture of her.
Yeah.
Like, is she Dana Loesch pretty or no? Because that's like problematic.
She's
pretty.
Like, if she's fake Melania, she's having to ugly herself up for it.
So. Oh, really? Okay, I'll have to look her up. What's really funny...
Maybe it's just a woman in a suit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's your thing. You creep.
It might be.
But creep. You're...
Whatever. Oh. You're into women in suits. You like Kamala Harris.
It's true. I do. What's up, girl? You can be on the show. How you doing? talk to me about your budget ideas. But one of the things that I find to be interesting, going back to your Benghazi comment, because I know where you're picking that up from. Yeah, I disagree with those guys. I don't think to call Niger his Benghazi is wrong, because I think that those guys were, I think they were misunderstanding why someone would say that. It's not to use Benghazi or to use Niger as a political thing to blow out of proportion. It's an actual big deal, and we should be dealing with it. Sure. And we should be talking about how it is a catastrophic failure, and we should be talking about it constantly because it is something that is indicative of that administration. That's the point. Calling it Benghazi is just shorthand for this is a real military issue. And if you say you care about military families and troops and shit like that, well, here is an actual fuck up. Not some made up thing. Like, they didn't talk about this shit because they don't want to talk about it. And they're still not talking about it. They talked about Benghazi. They did a 12-hour fucking hearing with Hillary Clinton on it. And, you know, 27 other meetings and all this other shit. So... yeah, talk about it. I have no problem with talking about it, but they're not. So yeah, it actually is his Benghazi, but not in the bullshit way, but in an actual way. So
did you see our boy Jason Chaffetz?
Yeah, he's in the resistance
now.
He said
Congress investigated Benghazi and extortion 17. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Congress should also investigate the deadly attack in Niger. Hashtag truth. That's right.
That's fucking funny.
He suddenly grew balls after he left Congress on a scooter.
And he scooted his way out of there. I'm back to steal your healthcare. Fucking dick. Last but certainly not least in This Week in Stupid, Mark Cuban, known general D-bag and other rich asshole.
Extortion 17 was the shoot down of SEAL Team 6.
Oh.
2011.
Oh, that was actually really sad.
The Chinook helicopter that got shot down in 2011.
Okay. Yes. So Mark Cuban is thinking about running as a Republican in 2020.
Okay.
It's fine.
Fine. Yeah, I was
rip your party kinda, apart.
Sure. I was kind of nervous that he would be trying to get in on the Democratic side.
Agreed.
We already have to beat back who? The Rock. Oh, well, actually, The Rock.
No, he'd run as a Republican.
Party. You think so?
Yeah.
Oprah's definitely Democratic side. Zuckerberg?
Robot side? I want a joint ticket with Zuckerberg and Jared Kushner for guys. I want the "my balls haven't dropped yet. That's why my voice sounds like this" party.
120 pound guy who anyone could kick their ass party.
Yeah. Like I want to feel like I could beat them both up in a handicap match. That's what I want.
Guys who could call you big and mean it.
Yeah, right. Like, just right. Shut up, Mark. Shut your mouth.
This giant black dude attacked me.
Oh, poor Mark Zuckerberg.
Oprah, by the way, made it official. She's not running.
Oh, thank God. Christ. Please don't.
Because there's a chance she might win the nomination. She's the one I was most worried about.
No, because she probably could. Like, she actually probably
could. She could, yeah.
She's got so much fucking power behind her, dude. She does. I mean, look, she. Yeah. It wasn't like she didn't help the Obamas do well. Like, yeah. When she endorsed them, that was fucking, that was it.
Yeah. People legit love Oprah. Like, love Oprah.
Yep.
She could probably get the nomination.
I mean, the funny thing is, Oprah as a politician, I don't know if she'd be able to like navigate things, but like from a policy standpoint, I feel like Oprah would be like super helpful and like pretty decently left wing. Like,
yeah,
she,
probably.
Yeah, she feels like a populist, like let's help the people type of person. I mean, she came from nothing. Like she is that fucking Republican wet dream. She came from absolutely nothing in Baltimore.
Except, wait, Baltimore? I thought she was from Chicago.
She spent some time in Baltimore when she was like in news, like early on in her career, very early on.
What do you think about Cuban?
No. Look, Mark Cuban is a prick in a way that I think would throw Trump off his game a little bit. But I don't want Mark Cuban as president. Because I think Mark Cuban would absolutely be the type of guy who would implement like terrible tax codes and shit like that to benefit rich people. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. But I think on as far as like the like if he actually was a politician as a Republican, he would be the type of guy that could like help them get away from like their social conservative bullshit. Cause
yeah, he might be.
He's
able to.
He's not particularly religious, I don't think, but he's probably a fairly progressive dude on a lot of that stuff.
Oh, on social issues, he definitely is.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to finances,
he'd be one of those fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Yeah, he wouldn't get far in the Republican Party, because the second they were like, "Hey, women shouldn't have abortions," he'd be like, gotta tell you, I kind of like the fact that they can, bro. Just saying.
But here's the thing that we have learned about the Republican Party. They really just want to win, and they'll line up behind anything. If Cuban somehow, like, primaried Trump and won and became president, I think a generous portion of the Republican Party would fall in line.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably actually not wrong, because you do have that. I mean, they are like sycophants. Like they'll just jump behind whoever they're told is the person.
I would guess he'd probably be more libertarian than anything. He's probably one of those type of dudes.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's like no taxes at all, but man, we imprison way too many people.
Right.
You know,
where you can go. I get it. But I don't want the country to financially fall into a fucking ravine. So no thank you.
Right.
Cuz that's what would happen.
It's like how I don't know, 20 20 to 25% of the shit Rand Paul says makes total sense.
Yeah. And the rest, the other 75% is absolute batshit insanity.
Right. But then so every so often he shows up and he's like, yeah, what are we doing imprisoning so many people? This is insane. You're like, yeah, I'm with you on that. He's like, oh, by the way, taxes should be $0.
Like,
what?
Like, what do you, don't do that. Before we get out of here, breaking news. Bill O'Reilly says, quote, you know, I'm mad at God. Yeah, I'm mad at him because of the sexual misconduct allegations.
What?
I wish, he said, quote, I wish I had more protection. I wish this stuff didn't happen. I can't explain it to you, but yeah, I'm mad at him. Bill O'Reilly is mad at God because Bill O'Reilly can't keep his dick in his pants.
Yeah, I'm mad at God too. When he made Bill O'Reilly, he made a piece of shit.
With a giant fucking head.
Yes. So you know what? I too am mad at God that Bill O'Reilly can't stop sexually assaulting people.
Yeah. I'm mad at God. Wow. The ball's on you, man. The ball's on you. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think you can top Bill O'Reilly being mad at God for his sexual proclivities.
I did just see that Hillary Clinton answered about this Russian uranium thing that Trump can't stop talking about.
Oh, really? What
she said? She said it's baloney. She is such an old lady.
You know what she should have said? Fuck out of my face. And then just walk off. Put shades on.
That's
and just
hogwash.
Yeah. Malarkey! And then just walk. Old people are funny. I wish she was our president. Anyway, that's it for us. We will see you guys next week. Do you guys have a new Star Trek episode out this week?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Yeah, pimp your stuff, whore.
All right, check out Let's Talk About Trek on Facebook and iTunes and all the places. And we share a hosting service with the fine folks here at Nerdpocalypse. We're also using Podbean. So if you're one of the people that got hooked into using the Podbean app, you can just throw Let's Talk About Trek on there and you can get us too.
Yeah. Make sure, look, become a beaner. That's
inappropriate.
Yeah, that's very hard. Seems wrong.
Let's not make that a thing.
Yeah. I wonder, do they regret that after naming the company? Like, ooh.
No, I'm pretty sure you're the first person that said that.
Nope. I won't be the last. I won't be the last. Be a beaner and sign up for premium content on Podbean. Oh, man. We're going to get a letter. All right. That's it for us. We will see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.